and that God is always good. Amen. I thank God that at all times we can lean in Him, trust in Him, and He is good. Amen. So we're excited to be here tonight, and we're just going to worship the Lord and be glad that even though it's cold outside, praise God, this is still the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, stand your feet with us. We're going to worship.
Your hand. You're never gonna let me down.
we find ourselves tonight, what kind of day we had, what's going to happen tomorrow. We serve a God who's good. We serve a Heavenly Father who's faithful. And He's good.
You are good. You're good.
Disappointed just too many times. But Lord, you're going to heal that in them tonight. Where there is, let's call it darkness, because there's no hope. So where there's no hope, Lord, you're going to bring hope right now. Lord, as we come before you in this place, you are just walking, touching, moving on the behalf of your people. And I just encourage you out there just to truly forget about everything around you. Focus on Him. And if you know you're the one or one of them with a dead place, listen, there ain't nothing that could distract me during this time, because God wants to bring life and life more abundantly in every area, every place in your life, not just one, not just two. He doesn't just want you to be halfway happy. Oh, I've got joy like I never have before. But you've never had joy in your life, so if you can laugh for 10 minutes, that's a joy you've never had before. No, He wants you full of joy. No broken places. No dark places. No places that have no hope in you. Amen.
I'm coming.
Back there wanting Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe he's
amen.
Here.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
I believe that he is here.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
If you're live streaming, you're with us. He's with you. I don't care if you're not live streaming at this moment, but you watch it later and you're watching the rerun of this. He's here.
Mm-hmm.
He's here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the words that we give isn't just for who's sitting here. It's for who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is you today, then you just need to put your hands up and say, more than anything, Jesus, I need you. Heal the broken places in me. Heal the places where I don't have hope because I've been so discouraged. It's okay to cry. Jesus wept.
Yes.
It's okay to cry. Listen, God created this person, this frame here, with the emotions that are attached to it.
Amen.
Not led by those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay to cry.
Amen.
It's okay to get down on your knees. It's okay to lay flat on your face. It's okay just to stand up and raise your hands. Whatever you want to do.
Amen.
God is bringing healing into you right now.
Amen. Amen.
Right now. Amen. He isn't just about physical healings, but he is about physical healings. Amen.
Yes, amen.
The woman at the well didn't have a physical ailment that she needed healed. The woman had five husbands.
Hello,
ladies, figure out how messed up she was in the head after five husbands.
That'll amen? Make it hard on you.
And yes. She was living with one that wasn't her husband. She needed touched. She needed touched from the living God to heal what was going on in her. And she did. She got it. And what he did for her, he'll do for you.
Amen.
He's no respecter of persons. The word says that he is no respecter of persons.
Amen.
There's not one person on this earth he loves more than another.
Amen.
The ones he talks to
Hallelujah.
Are the ones that have received him.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
If you're watching and you're not saved,
mm-hmm.
cry out to Jesus first.
Amen.
Ask him to be your Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
Because the Bible says that the Lord only hears, the Father only hears the voices of his children.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, I'm his child. No, you're his creation.
Amen.
Man is his creation.
Yes.
You're his child when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
You say everybody here is a child of God. Mm-mm. Unfortunately, that's not the truth. They're all his created people. He birthed them. He breathed his life into them. But until they give their heart over to them, they're not his children. Amen. Amen. So if that's you today and you say, I need him, listen, you don't have to wait to be face with face with somebody. I've known people that has knelt in a bathroom beside the toilet and asked Jesus to come into their heart. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that you are the Son of God. Those are the simple, simple words that you have to say. Come into my heart. I believe you're the Son of God. And then go Amen. Tell somebody. The Bible says to believe in your heart and then confess with your mouth.
Amen.
And you shall be saved.
Praise God.
There's Hallelujah. No greater miracle in the world than that right there for you.
Amen. Praise Amen. God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
If you do that and you want to let us know that you did that. We'll
Amen.
Pray with you. We'll get you some stuff and we'll, you know, figure out what you need and we'll Amen. Try to help you in your walk with Christ.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, I just have a pull on me for salvations tonight
mm-hmm.
and for healings of broken places.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to walk around broken.
Amen.
The master artist sits up there ready and willing to touch. And it's just like a new paintbrush. Painting is all healed and whole again.
Mm-hmm.
Just touching us and bringing life back into us.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, I think I'm done.
No, that's
drink
good.
More than water down
there. Huh?
Jesus, don't hurt him. I will.
Oh, I thought that was mine.
Uh-uh.
I must have left mine in my office.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name
Sorry.
Of the Lord.
I'll
I guess I'll
later.
Just get to drink it after the service.
Amen. Amen.
Woo,
All right,
God.
So let's get through some really quick announcements because I know Pastor's got a great word that he wants to give you, and I believe there's some people that need to hear this great word, including me. Amen. So Chad Burton was very kind. He does window decals.
Wow.
And he did some Only Believe window decals, and he gave them to the church to sell so we can make some money. So $5 a piece, you can have these. Come to me.
Wow.
We've got different colors. You can see what different color you want, and we'll go from there. Amen?
Woo!
Thank you, Chad. That was awesome.
Thank you, my friend.
And they're awesome.
those are nice. Praise God.
He don't have any black ones because he said he don't like the color black.
What? Wait a minute. Whoa, praise God. Hallelujah. We got to back that up a little bit. Amen. We got to back down from that a little bit.
Okay, for those of you who don't know us very well, we're just joking. I promise we are just joking. Chad did not say that.
Whew, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
And that's Casey praise or Kevin God. Chad. If you,
yeah, yeah.
I got exactly. Three names for the man.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
I'm sorry. It was such a good opportunity. There was no black ones in there.
Exactly.
And it's so funny at home when stuff happens like that. So
exactly.
I just had to get him. Anyway, we are in need of greeters. So Marie and Jamie aren't here tonight, but they will be back on Sunday. So if you would like to greet, help us greet, please get with Amy. Marie and Jamie.
Amen.
On Sunday. Or come let me know and I will let them know and they'll come look for you on Sunday. Okay?
God.
It's important that we have people to come help us do the areas that we have. Mm-hmm. Speaking of areas, we need more help with cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know anything about sound, Trey needs a backup. Trey is stuck in that booth.
Praise
every
God.
Single service.
Yes, he is.
Every single Amen. Service. So if you Amen. Know anything about sound and can help out, Trey can work with you, and then we can go from there. But that Amen. Would be awesome.
Praise God.
You need some. You need some workers too. You need me to come after workers for you too. You got some? You need some? Children's church. He always tells me children's church can always use workers.
He's always looking. That guy, I tell you what, I love it.
Amen. We got two new worship team members that are practicing and getting in step with us. And so you'll be seeing them in the future.
Amen.
I'm not near future for a minute, but in the future, we have.
Amen.
You and I have vacation.
Oh, yeah. Praise God.
Please pray that this man's test comes out negative. Amen. Okay? I have gotten two trips canceled. If I get another one canceled, I just don't know if I can handle myself.
Now, I want you to know that on none of these canceled trips was I the culprit.
Well, he wasn't even invited to the first one.
Yeah,
it was a women's trip.
I think that was canceled because she was trying to go without me. Woo! Oh. Uh-oh.
Hey, Carrie, how's that arm feeling? How's that arm feeling?
But then, obviously, the other one.
Just keep working it. I'm telling you, God healed that arm.
Praise God.
Yes. I have seen, I've had rotator cuff surgery myself. Mm-hmm. And so I know what it is, honestly, to not be able to lift my arm above here.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was stuck at. And I had the surgery. And so when you could lift your hand and get it up here, I know that God had done a work. Because there's no way with that torn and it kind of starting to freeze. Are you getting it up there by yourself? So I know God started a work. So you keep moving that thing. I'm telling you, no surgery for you. That's
praise
my confession.
God.
Because you were healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I got an awesome testimony from somebody that's had that got prayed for. Amy up here, back pain for 2 years,
Amen.
Headaches for 2 years, day and night. Do you know? I don't know what it feels like to have a pain. Well, yes, I do. Let me rephrase this. I don't know what it feels like to have a pain in my body for 2 years straight. Sorry, that was too good too. Sorry.
Praise God.
Amy, I'm not dismissing your pain. That would be horrible.
Amen. Yeah.
That would be horrible. Mm-hmm. The Lord touched her. A jolt went through her. Her legs started shaking. Her back started feeling better.
Amen.
She texted me, sent me a message yesterday, the day before, saying, I haven't had a headache, and my back hasn't hurt at all. Totally pain-free. That's awesome. God is amazing. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
And we got the marriage seminar tomorrow night.
Yes.
Are you going to do any work, or are you not going to get your paycheck? You're not going to work for your paycheck? You'll make me
Hallelujah.
Do it all.
Amen. Amen.
What's going on
praise
tomorrow?
God. Tomorrow, we have the EXO Marriage Conference. Woo! Praise God. What time do we start?
We start at 8, so you can
Amen.
Come. The doors will open at 7. We'll be here, and doors will open at 7. We'll have some snacks. It's not going to be
and
anything
And the reason
great,
it's at
we'll
8 is because it's broadcasted in from a different time zone. Broadcasted.
We make up our own language in our house.
Amen.
Listen, it's just not one way.
Hallelujah.
I make it up too. I make up words too.
Amen. But anyhow, it's going to be a great time. And we are going to have some snacks and some goodies And it's going to be a good time for us to fellowship together. In fact, I'd like some volunteers. Some of you guys could hang out after service tonight and help us move
That'd
a few things around. That would really be beautiful. Amen?
Amen.
See, I added in something you would have forgot.
Five,
Amen.
Babe, praise I'm proud God. Of Woo. You.
Took me to the last few minutes, but I can do a little bit. Amen? Praise God. Hi, Linda. How are you today?
Great.
Good, good. Praise the Lord. Hey, we're going to take a few minutes and take up the offering as soon as I release the children to go to children's church. I got to remember to do that too. Boy, I just need help tonight. Yeah, amen. Woo, I'm getting worn out here. Ugh, they're working me hard tonight. Amen. You know, I want you to know something, that the promises that God gives us in the Word of God is for each and every one of us. Do you understand that God has promises in this word, and they're not for just a particular person. They are for all of us, amen? Because I want you to know something, that the Bible says what God does for one, he will do for all. And I also want you to know that the promises in the word of God are for our benefit, amen? I want you to know something honestly. The Lord is going to keep heaven going with or without your giving. Amen? I want you to know that tomorrow he's going to be merciful and kind. I want you to know that the sun's going to come up and then the moon's going to show up, because God has already provided for these things. But what I need us to know is that when God reveals things in the Word of God, it's to benefit our life. And when it comes to giving, God wants you to have an opportunity for him to be involved in what you're doing. That's why he created the tithing covenant. That's why he created sowing and reaping, because the Bible says that when you sow, God will give back to you, not in the same measure, but in an abundance measure over what you gave. Amen? The Bible also says this, that when we are participating in God's covenant on giving and tithing, it says that he will rebuke the devourer. In other words, he will stop Satan's attack on areas of your life. And he also says that he will open up the windows of heaven. Amen? I want you to know that I believe, especially this year, that you are going to have times more than once that you say, wow, something miraculous happened to me. I believe you're going to get money from places that you didn't even expect to get. You know, I was praying for someone, and someone got a hold of me just today and said, hey, this weirdest thing happened to me. A job that I worked over 10 years ago got a hold of me and said that they were cleaning things up, and they realized that they had money in my retirement account that wasn't released and moved on to me, and this person received a nice chunk of money from something that they didn't even know existed on their behalf. I'm telling you,